Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, Bryn, what movie are we watching?
You're watching the music video for Adore You by Harry Styles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so sometimes during these songs, I'll
He's in love with a fish? I had no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I didn't realize that's what it was
Look
about.
It's a trip.
No, it was just a nice movie about a fish who didn't want his head cut off. And
yeah, so sometimes when the music's playing, I'll play the video for you guys via our Zoom.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So you can just, get a reference of what's...
Boy, he's a great actor, isn't he? Boy, he is just...
He really is.
Ooh.
He is. Well, he was in Dunkirk,
too, right?
What can't
he do? Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, he should do more of that. It's very dark. I will say that it is a very dark picture. You know, if we're going to watch a movie, I'd like it to be a little brighter,
Well, fun watching movies. Game of Thrones, come on.
Yeah, right. Game of Thrones, come on is right. Hey,
yeah, come on, more Game of Thrones.
No. Hey... Sandy checking in, everyone.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Mom. Oh, I
so,
love Sandy.
My mom writes, good morning. Tell Sarah, I didn't think I'd have grandkids either, but look at me now.
I know. Oh, now
she's
has
got
a
three. She now. Went from no chance to three grandkids in a pretty short window. So,
thanks, Sandy. That's actually a good thing to hear from me because I just don't see it happening, and I'd love to have grandchildren.
Right.
I think I'd be a great grandma. We could garden together. I'll put those kids right to work.
Because kids want a garden? What?
I used to love gardening when I was a kid. My mom and I would, we'd always have a vegetable garden every year, and I probably didn't help as much as I think I did. I bet I was more of a distraction than anything.
That is usually the case, that it's more difficult to do something with your kid, and you're like, I could do this myself in like 10 minutes, but with you, it's going to take half a day. Can I just do this? No? All right.
No. I teach them how to sew. I mean, what kid doesn't want to use a sewing machine? My mom showed me, she used to let me use her sewing machine, and I'll get some paint set up. Oh, my God. I just want to be a grandma. That'd be so nice. And then hand the kid back. I'd be like, God, this kid is just, get it out of here.
You want to put them to work.
How is
Sandy check-ins? They're fun.
I know. I like when Sandy checks in.
Well,
I should probably give her my number so that she give her my number, Vin, so that
Yeah, why don't you put that over the air so everyone can give you a call? How about
that? 415
765 4000.
4000. Yeah. Actually, she can give her my number and she can text me when she wants to tell me something funny about you.
All right, that sounds like a great idea,
Sandy. Just so you know. You could call the station, and Nicole could give you my number.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That's what my mom wants
to do. 800-400-367. Well, if she ever wants to.
I'm waiting by the phone.
Yeah. 800-400-3697.
Come on,
our text.
She might be my dad. I'm just letting it all hang out. Yeah.
You guys,
we're not synced up, are we?
And my mom is not a brick house, okay?
Yeah, so. Well, my mom is not cocoa butter thighs, so I guess this is a two-way street, buddy.
So you're saying your mom didn't used to lay out a lot in the backyard? She
so
wasn't
you're
a
saying
tanner?
Your mom's not built like a brick house? Come on.
Yes!
You're the one who noticed what she had going on up top, not me.
Okay, I'm going to move on. So the number that you gave for my mom to call so that she can give your, I don't know, whatever.
What's that number again?
800-400-3697 is the number you can also text us at.
All right.
Ay, ay, ay. People are wearing me out today.
Well, just give up.
650 wants you to know COVID is airborne. It's not coming in the mail, you fools. All right. Well, look, I'm just telling you that these are some things that we've thought of, little
gaps in the defenses.
Gaps in our protection plan. And so we just thought, you know what? This scare has been enough. Hopefully, if we get to the other side of this with negative test results, we're going to just be a little more careful. We started to loosen up. I think everybody did, right?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yep. Widen the bubble. Mm-hmm. And it just turns out people's bubbles overlap and things get spread.
Vinny, unless you were exposed to a person, you did not catch COVID-19. However, I understand your fears for your children. Yeah, you know, my doctor actually said, based on everything you've told me, I'm pretty sure you don't have it. But also based on your daughter's possible Crohn's diagnosis, I think we should just test you just in case. And I was
err
like, yeah,
on the side of
yes,
caution.
That's what I want to do. Exactly why I want to get checked out so that we can just eliminate the worry. And that's what I'm waiting for now. And I checked my results during our, oh, here I am. Let me refresh.
Oh,
no results yet. Okay.
Oh, well, you that's know, too bad.
They yeah. say 24 to 48 hours and it's not quite 24 yet. So, all right, fine. Let's see here. Entertaining group therapy, LOL, walking and listening.
Oh.
You know, we were talking about how yes. our radio show is very cathartic, and we get some release from that, or relief from these yep. conversations we
it's
have.
It's like therapy, for sure.
Very insightful, Sarah. We are good for you, and you all are great for us. That's nice. That's from 408.
I know, we do have a great, it is a weird little relationship. Like, I feel like individual listeners and we have our own little bubbles. It's nice.
Yeah, and I think in general, our connection is just the show. But I've also had people write who've met me or people who I've spoken with, whether it's about my alcoholism or whatever thing that we may have discussed,
right.
where you go, when you hear their story, you go, that's a much deeper connection than just
Right, a cursory listen. Right,
right. I mean,
no,
we have
great listeners. I mean, we say it all mm-hmm. the time, and we absolutely mean it. When we, you know, like when we go to do the Sonoma the pool party, like we all look forward to that because we know how much fun we had last year with the listeners. And you meet new listeners, you see some of the same faces. It's nice. It's really nice. It's like a big extended family.
415 says, thank you. I needed to hear that about your friend. There have been a couple mornings when I've kept my eyes closed for a while, wondering if this was the day when I couldn't do this anymore. I've never felt like this before. Yeah,
this is about your friend being broken.
Yeah, my friend snapped. My friend said, I'm out of here. Like, first of all, my friend had to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, based on everything you're telling me, I'm writing you a prescription for Zoloft because you're depressed. You're suffering from depression. And then he got his medicine and he split town. He was like, I gotta get out of here. I can't sit in the house anymore. I'm just not built for sitting in the house. And I don't disagree. I'm not built for it either. But I also I might be able to do the show from my Lucy in some faraway place, this little phone app that I'm now using, but I can't. We have little kids. I can't leave her with the kids. That's not happening.
Right.
So as soon
because
as
otherwise
I
she might leave the kids too. Like it's, you know,
well,
it's teamwork,
I mean, it's not an option. So we right. are, you know, I'm going back the second I get my negative test. And someone wrote in and said, are you going to let her get a couple days off? I'm like, okay, if this has been days off, then yes, I guess I'll let her go have some days off. And the kids, they'll have to fend for themselves because I'm doing a radio show in the morning and I can't. So once we wake up, kids, good luck. Don't turn on the stove. I'll see you at 10.
Yep. Just lock the door, Pin. Everything will be fine.
I mean, I don't know how that could possibly work, but whatever.
Well, it works for Bryn. I mean, his wife leaves at 8:30 and he somehow finishes the show.
Not all the time.
But a lot.
Is that true?
Building. It's happened. Sometimes I think about building a room with cage. Like no outlets and nothing. Oh. Yeah, kind of like a cage, I guess.
Just here and there. Padded cell.
That way she's safe. And but no, that's just a thought.
408 says, Kanye sounds totally schizophrenic. He sounds a lot like my ex who had schizophrenia. Yeah, Kanye's got real problems, and I'm growing more and more sad that there's no way to get him away from Twitter and no way to get him away from cameras, because he's someone who, I don't mean lock him up, but he's someone who clearly is having an episode and needs to not be in public while it's happening. It's very sad.
Kim Kardashian just posted on her story a statement about his bipolar disorder and everything going on.
Oh, what'd she say?
She basically just said, like, during these times, it's heightened, obviously, and it's harder to get help for an adult versus a minor. And basically, they want privacy to try to navigate how to deal with this.
So in other words, she's saying, I can't just grab him and commit him. If he was a kid, I could do that.
Yeah.
But, okay.
And
well, wow,
like,
amazing
how he's
that she made a statement.
Genius and everything else. Oh,
so feeding him.
Yeah,
more.
But basically she acknowledged everything that's going on.
Wow. Yeah, look, it doesn't, all the money in the world ain't gonna fix your Mm-mm. your mental illness. That's terrible.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
it's a lot of words she wrote.
That is a lot of words.
Three stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, three stories worth of words. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there, at any point, does she say, if this crap doesn't end soon, I'm divorcing his ass? Is that in
Probably
there?
Probably not.
Is that sentence part of that?
That's the subtext, Vin.
Is it? Okay. That's between the lines, as they
yes.
say.
Yes. If you hold it up to the light real good, you can see, I'm outie.
Are you really surprised, Sarah, that people fell for the scam? That's the money that people were, yeah, it does seem like.
I'm surprised by that.
But, you know, as much as I love our country, some of the stories I read, I just go, wow, we've got some real, like, did you hear the story about the lady who went into the Verizon store? I can't think of the town it was in, but it was somewhere here, I think in California. But she goes into the store. They say, you have to wear a mask. And she pulled down her pants and went number one in the store. And I just thought, that's a person... in America, and that's the only response she could come up with to someone asking her to be safe for the rest of our employees and customers.
That is quite.
It was in Roseville.
Surprising
Roseville.
Reaction.
Where is Roseville? Right
just,
down the
it's
street.
Out,
right
out past
like 20
Sacramento.
Minutes. Yeah, 20 minutes outside of Sacramento.
Boom! It's part of our state.
Well, look,
one of the states
everyone's
in
got their mental
United
challenges.
States.
Yes, it's right here. That happened.
Holy crap.
Well, thank God it wasn't. Holy crap.
Right.
I mean, don't do that. That's not the appropriate reaction to put a mask on.
Hey, radio fam. Do y'all like your Ring cameras? And which plan do you use? I'm looking for a home security that would, and I would love your feedback. Thanks. I use Xfinity home security, and I also have the Nest cams everywhere, outside and inside. So we've got sort of backup to the backup.
Yeah.
And then we also have, is it Ring, Bryn, that we have?
The doorbells.
The doorbells?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've also
I've
got
the
got
Ring
that.
Cam,
so we got a ton of crap.
The, floods.
Yeah, we have the Ring cam. I actually do, and we have the Ring cameras in our yard, too, and they all just, you know, so you can look at them on your phone or your computer or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're it's all good, but they're all, you know, there's a bunch of good systems out there. I wouldn't want to recommend one over the other. I've never tried the Nest ones. I'm sure they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys wish my son Hero a happy birthday? He hits the big 10 years old today. He'd
Hero.
Love a shout out.
Happy double digits, buddy.
Happy birthday, Hero.
Yeah. That's what an age. That's like just the epitome of childhood when you're 10 years old.
Yeah, I'm loving my daughter at six. She's cool. She's fun. She's learning and she's absorbing so much stuff. It's a trip to see. And then she's also, there's a lot of words we use because we just talk to her like a normal person where I have to go, either she'll say, what's that? Or I'll say, do you know what that word means? And she'll go, nope. And we have to sort of, but it's clear she's growing by leaps and bounds right now. So
they're a bucket. It's neat to pour watch. It in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's childhood and it's so fast. You only know that once you're an adult because it seems like, you know, you've just always been young when you're first born.
Right.
And growing up and you think, oh, this is what life is. But it's just such a magical, fast time. It's beautiful to watch a little kid grow like that.
Hey there,
happy
great
birthday,
show
hero.
As usual. It is day two of Better Than Ever performance from radio.com.
Oh.
I mean, it's actually the best today.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Way to go, Bryn. Way to keep that thing working.
It's not Bryn's fault. I mean, it's not Bryn's responsibility.
Fault. What do you mean fault?
We're not in charge
of
that. That is not
for the success.
Yeah,
we
have nothing to do with the radio. We only wish we did because it's so good. We want to be affiliated with it.
We want to take credit for that. Believe us.
We'd love to take credit, but we can't.
Kanye wears a bulletproof vest, but isn't wearing a mask. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if I had to take my chances from between a gun. And possible, what are we calling those, sputum?
Yes.
COVID sputum? I would go with the COVID sputum. I feel safer with that than a gun.
I might survive that. Right.
I actually don't think he's wrong there, but you're right. I'd put both on if I were in the public and fearing assassination. Actually, if I was fearing assassination, I would try to stay out of the public. I think I'd stay in.
Yeah, and I'd be quiet, right. And I wouldn't tweet, uh-huh. And I'd just go to Wyoming and just hunker down,
walk around
out in the wilderness.
Can you imagine the spread he's got in Wyoming? I'm assuming it's pretty
Kardashian
nice, right?
style. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be amazing. It's got to be absolutely amazing. I should look back at that thing he posted on Twitter with Dave Chappelle. I didn't even notice the surroundings.
There wasn't any. That's why it was just like, it looked like desert.
415 says, oh my God, none of us can hear what you guys are yammering on about. That was the sound problem we were having earlier.
I still hear it.
I'm glad you can't hear it. It's a pretty steady buzz.
It's all about my dongle, Vinny. It's not.
It is.
650 says, did Vinny just say he got a new hole? I got a new phone that has a new hole. That was the point of that conversation. Mm.
Your dongle
LMFAO, the dongle
anymore.
Convo.
That I liked the dongle convo. That was fun. It's fun to talk about technology.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah. That should be the clip of the day probably today.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
I don't know. Seems like it. That'd be fun.
A lot of the comments on our dongle conversation, they don't get that we can't say the things they're saying. So that's why we're saying it the way we're saying it. So I can't read your text. I can't say things. Well, I just
but
can't
good
say
guess. You know, yes. The answer is yes.
Thank you. Yes, there possibly were double meanings to the conversation we were having.
What?
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 Vinny, they don't care about solving health defects such as deafness. They just want to track us. Yeah, I am over giving any kind of trust to the tech companies. I was blind sitting there thinking, what? What are they going to do? How are they going to use this info? Come on.
What could they possibly do with it? Who cares if they know I like ice cream?
The truth is, I'm not smart enough to know what they can do with all that information. They, believe me, they figured out what to do with the stuff. Oof. Crap. Scary, man. Mm-hmm. Who knew? You look at Zuck and you think, what's he going to do? Come on.
That guy, he's got a face full of zinc. What can he possibly, how can he pull the wool over our eyes? Come on, what a dope. I was thinking too, like the Bitcoin thing, the, you know, where they hacked into all these verified accounts and said, send us X amount of money and we'll send you within 30 minutes, you get twice that amount back. Like, these are people who have to be smart enough to handle Bitcoin. Like, they were asking for the money in Bitcoin. So you'd think you'd be smart enough to know about Bitcoin, because I can't wrap my head around that. And then, but you can't figure out that that's a scam.
That's an excellent point.
Thank you, Vinny. I didn't even think of that.
That really, you would have, you'd have to have.
You couldn't be a complete pretty, moron, right?
Well, you'd have to have some money and you'd have to have deep knowledge of how that crap works.
Yeah.
I don't have any Bitcoin, do you?
No. If I have it, I don't even know. And I wouldn't know how to use it or access it.
I have friends who have Bitcoin, but
you got a Bitcoin?
Sure,
you got any Bitcoin?
I don't have any Bitcoin, but I have friends that are really into cryptocurrency. And yeah. Some of them, they're not really, they're just kind of going along with it because they know that it has potential to grow, kind of like stocks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But a lot of them aren't that knowledgeable about it. You know,
well, I told you I had no idea what Bitcoin was and I or cryptocurrencies. I said, Riley, can you explain this to me? And he said, all right, sit down. And he talked to me for 20 minutes. I stood up and I still didn't know what it was. So and I'm not a genius or anything, but I can grasp simple concepts. It's just not one of those. I'm like, OK, that's for nerds only, I guess. It's a special club you got to be in. So why is that? Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's like people who are, you know how there's people who are super smart but have zero common sense and they're like, well, this account's verified. This must be real. Of course Bill Gates is trying to give me money. Why wouldn't he? I'll take a chance.
I always liked that guy.
It's commonsensical.
Right.
You know what? If I could, we had a lot of texts about Scott's appearance in general. Another smash home run from Scott Capurro today.
Scott, you're amazing. And by the way, Bryn, good job midstream jumping us all onto Instagram. Sound like we had some sound problems. You worked it out. I mean, that is just solid practice for you because I know you're looking to figure out a way to get us on Instagram all the time.
Before I read this text, I will say that I have read a lot about COVID, and I have also watched them backtrack many of the things they've said they do know or don't know. And so as I spoke about it this morning, that's where I'm coming from, which is, yeah, they say stuff, and then the next article says, nope, that's not right. Here's what they say. Vinny, they do know about COVID immunity. Three separate studies in different countries have confirmed that immunity only lasts from 5 to 40 days with COVID. And some medical professionals have gotten the virus more than once. Okay.
Well, that's there it great. Is.
I'm just working off of the fact that every time I read something, there's something that conflicts with that, either a day, a week later, or right then and there.
And from solid sources, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When we read something that sounds too good to be true or sounds weird, we do look further. Well, I don't always, but because, you know, mine's about celebrities, so who really cares? But, you know, I know you're a fact checker. Sure. I'm not. Well, the Kardashians said what? I am totally just jumping on the air with that.
Someone did text us about Kim Kardashian's Insta story saying that she's written about his mental illness and bipolar disorder. So, and that is something that we just found out about, so we didn't have that sort of during the meat of the show. And I am completely out of time. Thanks for sending texts, and we'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't be afraid. That was just Bryn playing with his sound effects.
Hey, did we get that text of your life partner? Your backup life partner with her in the onesie or what?
It got warm as soon as I got it, unfortunately. No pics. I look at it every day in my closet. So when I handed it to her, the weather changed.
Oh.
But in the winter, we'll get a review at that point.
Fudgicles.
Oh, darn it. So yes, the cashmere onesie is just, it's not been put to the test yet.
Foiled by the weather. Shoot.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, it's hump day. You can do a little of that today. You know, enjoying of the Wednesday. Or whatever, however you take it to mean. I don't care what you guys do. Let me know tomorrow, though. I can't go
near my family, but hopefully I'll get the green light today.
There must be a couch around there you could.
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, I don't know. Just fun. Just good times. Really fun show today. Thank you for listening, you guys. We really do appreciate it. It's a weird but a wonderful world, and try to look around and count your blessings. Hopefully you have some of those. And we will catch you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, Jane's on later, and the shows, the station's open 24/7. Leave that stream on all the time. Jane, you're playing
all day,
a
every
game
day.
Called. All right, we'll check you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.